Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
I won't turn back because this means war. I really love that song. You know, when Brother James and I was starting this thing up, we had some different song options to pick from. And the first song I thought was a little bit slow, and it didn't vibe with me when he played this one for me. It's a little bit older, more traditional, but I really love the message that's in there. And This Means War is such a powerful statement because the world that we're living in right now, we are constantly in a state of war, but not against flesh and blood, right? That's Bible. Not against flesh and blood. We are at war with wickedness and principalities. So I love that song that it really tells us that we have the victory, right? We plead the blood of Jesus and we have the victory. So good evening, everyone. This is Sierra Renee. Welcome to Clinically Speaking, where we discuss faith-based, psychological, and life coaching topics to help us to grow, develop, and maintain skills so that you may be elevated to the very best version of yourself. I am, of course, Sierra Renee, your friend of his, and it's my job to love and encourage you like only a friend could, but I also want to educate, challenge, and empower you like your therapist should. Today's show topic is about seeking wise counsel. So before I go any further, let's first stop and acknowledge our Lord and Savior. I want to invite you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for another day, another opportunity that you have given us to worship and glorify your name. Lord, we completely reverence you. We are just in awe of all that you have done for us and what you will continue to do. God, I just pray right now, if there be anything in our thought, word, or deed that requires forgiveness, that we would repent from them, Lord, and you will forgive us as your word says that you so graciously will do so. God, I am praying right now for those that are listening that a message will be received, not from me, Lord God, but something from you. You know the needs of every person that is listening, Lord God, and I know that because of your goodness and your mercy, you will be so gracious as to fulfill those needs. God, we're going to look at some topics about seeking wise counsel and see what your word has to say about that, Lord. So I'm just praying that you remove any distractions, allow me to speak with clarity, and that your people be edified and you be glorified. It's in Jesus' name. We pray, and I say, amen. Amen. So, seeking wise counsel. So, here's the thing. As a therapist, right, I always have people, which I think, sometimes I think they're kind of challenging me, like, to see what I know or to see what I would have to say about something because there's this idea that, you know, I have some knowledge, right? Or I have a particular set of skills, as my daughter would say. So I have knowledge or this set of skills, so they want to pick my brain and find out information. And that happens kind of like across the board. So with my friends and my family, it's always like, well, what do you think about this? And I have absolutely no problem with sharing that information. with strangers, it's always kind of like they get this epiphany once they find out that I'm a psychologist. They want to hear different information, or they want to know what information that I know, or how can I speak into their current situation. And I find that to be very interesting because, particularly with strangers, they don't know me. They don't know if I'm just like some therapist who just say she's a therapist, what kind of modalities I follow, what theoretical practices I start to incorporate or anything. They just hear the word psychologist and assume that there is a level of understanding or some wisdom that qualifies me to speak into their life, right? Now, I don't take that for granted because it comes along with the territory, and I appreciate it. Sometimes we end up having very good conversations, and sometimes, you know, I have to stay on the ethical side and I always want to watch out for myself because they ask me about some things that I shouldn't be speaking into unless you're an actual client of mine. I don't want to get in trouble. So for those of you who approach me with these life-changing decisions that you want me to speak into, and I don't know you from Adam, that's not going to happen. But so they want to know this information, but they don't know, like, who I am. And I find that to be interesting because it speaks to the fact that we are people that are yearning for some help that will be impactful. We want so bad to change our circumstances, and if someone looks like credible or looks like they have the answers in response to it, we're willing to share that information to get that help that's needed. Then there's the flip side. You have people that just tell their business to anybody, no matter what, it doesn't matter at all, and take their advice as the gospel, and then start implementing in their life, and then they find themselves in a whole lot of mess. So those are the people I want to talk to. Not listening. Let me be a little, I'm going to be a little hostile to my listeners for a minute. I'm telling everybody your business. Shut up. Everybody is not qualified to speak into your circumstance. Everybody shouldn't even know about your circumstance, especially when you are in the midst of it and you're going through, because those are some moments where you are highly, highly influential, right? Because the thing is, we just want whatever it is to stop, to change, right? So especially if there's a situation where you're less than satisfied. Let's use relationships for an example. You got this partner, spouse, whatever, that is causing some damage to you, to the relationship, and you want to know, what is it that I need to do? What should I do? I just need some help. You asking everybody. You didn't ask auntie. You didn't ask mama. You didn't even ask uncle, cousin. You didn't wrote in to that life coach online. You didn't send Ayanya a message trying to figure out if she could fix your life. All of these things because you just want that circumstance to change, or you want the situation to stop. But we don't even know if these people are qualified for it. And like I said, you're so highly influential at that time because anything that will stop it, you're willing to take it. But I want to challenge you guys to deny yourself that impulse, because you could be causing yourself a lot of harm in doing so. I know that our family, our close family, or the people that might not necessarily be biologically family to us, but that we consider family, they have our best interests in mind. They want to help us in those circumstances, and we may trust them to give us the very best information that they have the access to be supportive, to be loving and caring and helping us make it through whatever trying times we're in. But those are not always the right people that we need to be speaking to, particularly in a marriage situation. And I know you guys have heard this before, don't tell mama and daddy the trauma or drama that's going on in your relationship, because while you laid up at night with your spouse, mama is up at night worried and praying and holding a grudge because the level of love that you have for this person and interest and investment that you have in this relationship, she don't necessarily have. So now you didn't got her all mad, angry, and upset in a situation, but you completely over it. And now you got to deal with that whole monster. So I want to take us to, no, I don't want to go to our scripture just yet. I'm sorry. When we're seeking wise counsel, I want you to consider a couple of things. Is this person knowledgeable in the area that you're seeking some guidance from? So, I'm a vegan, right? If I'm looking for some tips and some tips and some resources on how to gain weight, well, not gain weight. Yeah, gain weight, put on muscle. That's what I'm looking for. Put on muscle in the gym while still maintaining a plant-based diet. Would it make logical sense for me to go to somebody who's like a carnivore? Would that make logical sense? Sure, they might have some information on it. But if this is the method that they're using, would it be rational for me to go to that person? Or let's use that. Would it be wise for me to go to that person and seek that information from them? Maybe they won't give me any information that's going to hurt me, but I don't know if they would be the best person, right? So does this person have the knowledge in the area in which you're seeking advice? Can this person be trusted? So many times we find ourselves in a situation where we have revealed very personal information to someone, and they have shared that information with someone else, and that could be extremely harmful to us, to other relationships, depending on what that information is. So, is this person trustworthy? Another thing is, does this person have my best interest in mind? What's their level of investment into you? Do you think that it would be wise for someone who you know don't necessarily care for you, for you to go to that person and have them to give you some advice on what should be your next power move? Does that make logical sense? Nah. So, does this person have knowledge in the area in which you're seeking? Can they be trusted? Do they have your best interest in mind? And where are they coming from with this information? Now, this is clinically speaking, right, where we're integrating our life coaching, psychological, and biblical understanding of things together. I would suggest that when you're seeking advice from someone, that it be an individual that shares the faith that you do. We'll save the topic of what faith that should be for another show, but it should be someone who shares the faith that you do, because we understand where that foundation is coming from. Where that foundation is coming from, ultimately, we understand that the Bible is the final authority in our life. So we can use these tools from psychology, science, and, you know, blogs and all of these other things, as long as it doesn't contradict with the Word of God. But we want to know that this person who's sharing information from us accepts that as authority as well, because that'll be the foundation of where this advice that you're asking them to speak into your life is going to be coming from. So those are some things that I suggest to people when we're sitting down in sessions, because I know that we want to talk to people. We want to talk to people. We trust people. I need advice from my mom. I need auntie. I need my cousins. It's a thing called catharsis, where we just need to get stuff out sometimes. And it actually feels good. It's pretty therapeutic just to release some of the things that we're experiencing, the emotions that we're having. And, you know, just that in itself kind of lets the pressure out, because if you actually speak some things out loud when it's in your head, it makes a whole lot more sense than when it comes out your mouth. Sometimes if you just speak some of the things that you are thinking and feeling, once you hear auditorily yourself, you might not even need to talk to nobody else, because you're like, okay, well, that didn't make any kind of sense. Let me pull that back. So catharsis is a real thing. Just having that process, the verbalization and processing that, is a real thing. So I get it that we want to speak to the people. That's my profession. People come to me and have me to speak into their life, right? And even when picking a counselor, you definitely want to go through those things with picking a counselor too. Does this person have any area of expertise in which you're seeking help from? I'm not going to go to a nutritionist for my relationship problems, especially if I got to pay for it. Maybe she can give me some little sidebar information as I'm trying to figure out how to increase my iron, but I'm not going to pay a nutritionist for my relationship concerns or my conflict resolution. So do your research even when it's referring to your counselor. And making sure that that person is wise is a necessity, because it could mean the difference between doing harm or not in your life. Our scripture for today is coming from Proverbs 19:20, and it says, "Listen to advice, accept instructions that you may gain wisdom in the future." Now, this kind of speaks to the person who don't want to get some information from nobody. We think that we are the expert on everything, and I don't need any information from anybody. It is a necessity that we seek wise counsel. So we got to figure out what the wise counsel is, and then it's a necessity that we do seek wise counsel. Another scripture for us to look at is Proverbs 24:6, which says, "For by the wise guidance you can..." "You can rage war, and in abundance of counselors there is victory." Proverbs 24:6. For by wise guidance you can rage war, and in the abundance of counselors there is victory. So together with seeking wise counsel to help us in these different barriers or challenges that we have in life, we are actually able to come together and rage war against those things that are coming up against us, and then we will have the victory. Now, who is the most expert, or who would be the most beneficial counselor of all? Of course, we understand that that is our Lord and Savior. Taking a moment to sit down, pray, and meditate through the Word of God and just hearing from God Himself has been some of the most impactful, life-changing, calming, peaceful, therapeutic experiences that I've had in my life. And, you know, it's interesting that I would have this information and could say it to myself, could give it to someone else, but it wasn't until I hear that affirming voice from God that it actually began to take hold in my life and create an actual change. I remember going through a very difficult transition in my life and literally shutting down from everybody. And I felt like that was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because I was so influential at that time. I just wanted to make it stop, the pain. I just wanted to make it stop. And if anybody could give me any kind of recipe for how I could make it stop, I was willing to try it. But I remember going to God and asking Him to help me process through all of these things, and what is it that is necessary? What do I need to do to just take this pain away? And He told me to stop talking to everybody else, about it. Stop just opening up my mouth with anybody who I thought would listen and really get the guidance from wise counsel. So I limited the amount of people who I shared information with. And to be honest with you, I kind of got to a place where it was just me and God and my therapist, and we were processing through it all together. And it was very calming. The transition and the pain had not stopped, but I felt different in going through it. I felt like there was hope in it because it was not as confusing as to hear all of the other opinions and recipes, suggestions, and tips for what I should be doing in my circumstance. Because sometimes with some of the people that I chose to share with, it was conflicting with what I knew God was telling me to do or what I should be doing in the circumstance. And that's very hard because that's appealing to your flesh. And we know how that flesh works. That flesh is strong. The flesh is very strong, especially when we feed it more than we do the spirit. That flesh can get like the power of Hercules. And it was a very difficult time. But in seeking the counsel of our Lord and Savior, those instructions were given to me so clearly, and it was so helpful. And then as I started to branch off from there to not forsake the fact that we have fellowship and community to help us, which is, I think, is so necessary and important, I was more selective on who I chose to share information with. And the people that I chose to share information with were people who had been in similar situations with me, people who I knew were not going to be biased in regards to it, because you know how friends and family, oh my God, they pick sides in a minute, right? Ultimately, at the end of the day, you are mama's baby. That spouse, whoever else, is just them. You are mama's baby, and they are going to pick sides with you. So I started to listen to people who were unbiased. I started to listen to people who were on the same path as I, which ultimately was doing the will of God. That's why I said it's important to talk to people who have the same faith as you. So even though my situation looked really bad and there was so many earthly, fleshly decisions that could be made to change it, almost instantly, or at least how I felt temporarily in an instant, I knew that what I wanted to do was be pleasing to God. So I needed counsel that was wise enough to tell me that this is a temporary suffering. And they needed to tell me things like, count it on joy, these sufferings, if it's for Christ. Those were the things that I needed to hear. I didn't need to hear, come on, let's go, let's pop off. I didn't need to hear those things. I needed wise information. I believe it was said like this, knowledge, wisdom is being able to apply the knowledge that you have. And that is the very tricky part because there's a lot of people that know stuff. I know a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people that know a lot of stuff. But that implementation piece is so pertinent. If you can't do that, then you've missed so much. And we all have that area in our life where we know some things, but we have yet to be able to practically and effectively apply them. That's some areas where we need to continue to grow. And that's okay. That's okay. There won't be a day on this side that you'll get it all right. So that's okay, as long as you are committed to the growth and development. So I want to challenge you guys. Let's just go back and recap. So you need to know, when in thinking about wise counsel, does this person have some knowledge in the area in which you are seeking advice? Are they trustworthy? So important. You don't want nobody that's going to shout all of your business out from the rooftop or that's going to tell your business to somebody behind your back, because that's the worst person. I prefer the person that's just going to get out and just tell me, like, I'm just going to let you know. I remember, it's funny, I remember sharing with someone one day something that happened online, and she just flat out told me, she said, well, I'm going to go listen to it because I just want to know. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was telling her, don't listen to something, and she said, I'm going to listen to it. And, you know, it's funny, I actually respected her for that. I couldn't even be mad about it. As much as I did not want her to listen to the video, she told me she was going to listen to it, and I had to respect it. And she said, I just want to let you know that I'm going to do it. And it is what it is, and she listened to it. But I respected that. But that person is going to say that they're not going to listen to the video and listen to it anyway, that's a whole nother monster. So is that person trustworthy? Do they share the same beliefs that you have as far as what is the final authority in your life? Those are some key things that you need to consider. And the Bible tells us in so many scriptures, it's all throughout Proverbs, about the importance and the benefits of seeking wise counsel. I don't want anybody to feel like they can't share information with anybody, because we know that that's not a healthy place. If you look around your inner circle and there's not many people that meet those criteria, because it's very necessary that they meet all three. If it's not somebody that meets all three of those criteria in your life, I want to challenge you to seek out a therapist, or within your church, some spiritual advisor, a trusted pastor or an elder or sister within your church that you believe could help you in there. I don't want anybody to feel like they're alone, because I do know that it's hard in some of our circles to pinpoint that person. A big benefit of seeking out a therapist is they are going to be unbiased, which I think that is very necessary to help you in making some of these life-changing decisions. These life-changing decisions, these decisions that are going to be super impactful, or some things that are just really personal. Really personal, really private, really hurtful, too. It's good to have that person that's on the outside that can still have a level of compassion for you, but they won't have a bias to it, because they'll be able to speak freely and probably with the most effective way in some of the things that you'll need to do moving forward. Yeah, I love mom. I love dad and auntie and sister and uncle. They do have some good information. All those little nuggets that get dropped down from our friends and family members, I think those are super helpful and needed at times. But in seeking that wise counsel, make sure that those people are hitting on those things that are necessary to be the most benefit in your life. I pray that was helpful for somebody. As always, you can find me on Facebook at Elevated Counseling and Coaching. If you have any questions, or if you feel like you may need to speak to somebody about a circumstance or have some questions about some things that are going on in your life, I would love to serve you. You can reach me directly by phone at 734-956-0616. I'm going to pray, and I hope you guys have a great evening. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for giving us such an awesome word that would help us in our journey of life. We understand that challenges may come our way and barriers will exist, but your word says that if we seek counsel, we can wage war against those things and we will ultimately have the victory. We see the importance of seeking wise counsel and making sure that individual is going to be helpful into our lives, and even becoming that individual that could be helpful into someone else's life, Lord God. We thank you that you are ultimately the most wisest counsel that we can ever seek. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that reveals the word to us through many ways, Lord, through your word, and how we feel. I trust you, God. I believe you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, we all said amen. I love you guys, lots. I will see you on Thursday.